East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
We start with breaking news this hour. Two people have been reported missing in Umzumbe on the south coast after severe storms lashed the area. Rainkonyane Municipality says the individuals were washed away while trying to cross a low-lying bridge. A third person from the Nyandezulu area has been confirmed dead. Yesterday's heavy rainfall and severe thunderstorms battered areas including Margate and Port Shepstone. Footage released by emergency services shows extensive flooding and damage to road infrastructure, commercial properties and shopping centres. Premier Thami Ntuli's office is currently conducting an assessment of the damage with the first stop at Shelley Centre. The Rainkonyane Municipality has also confirmed that two sinkholes have been identified in Manaba and Leisure Bay. Spokesperson Simon April says full assessment reports are expected by the end of today.
The most affected areas is Margate or Shellyfish, and specifically the Shelly Centre, and also Port Shepstone CBD. But you can also report that the access roads in most areas has also been affected, and also P200 low-level bridges were also damaged.
At the same time, in Amanzi Mtoti, a search is expected to get underway shortly for three men who went missing when the car they were travelling in was washed away by heavy rainfall. Emergency services say the car was swept away on Long Acres Drive around midnight after they attempted to cross a low-lying bridge. Footage shows the car entrapped in a river stream. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison says two of the five occupants of the car managed to escape from the wreckage.
At this stage, SAPS Search and Rescue, together with SAPS from Mounds and Toti, are formulating a plan to begin the search. As you can imagine, it's quite an intricate rescue, so people need to make sure it's safe to do so, and they will then start the rescue operation.
In other news, over 300 people spent the weekend behind bars after they were arrested for drunk driving on KZN's roads. Authorities say Pietermaritzburg recorded the highest number of motorists arrested. KZN Transport says a total of 321 motorists were arrested across the province on Friday and Saturday. Spokesperson Dabezin Lesbia says among those detained were also state employees.
On the 19th of December, 162 motorists were arrested. 20th of December, 159 motorists were arrested. This includes a soldier, policeman, municipal manager, attorney, firefighters, educators, doctor and nurses.
Sbia says others who spent the weekend behind bars were from Durban, Empangeni and Ladysmith.
On the 19th of December, 47 motorists were arrested in Durban, 14 were arrested in Empangeni, 2 in Ladysmith. On the 20th, 25 motorists were arrested in Durban, 15 were arrested in Empangeni. One motorist was nabbed after being found with alcohol content in his blood 10 times over the legal limit. The no-nonsense RTI team has arrested 2,364 motorists for drunk driving since the 15th of August 2025.
The top story this hour, breaking news. Two people have been reported missing in Umzumbe on the south coast after severe thunderstorms lashed the area. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.